You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
Well, we should be hungry because all we're talking about is food, beer, wine.
This is the show.
Yeah, I mean, what are you bringing to the table here? You didn't bring any food.
I'm bringing food and beer combinations.
Oh, good. I want to hear about it.
And today's Hungry Man segment is brought to you by the Everybody's Hungry Racing Team. Thank you, everyone, for your support with last week's half marathon, the Ventura half marathon I ran. But we're bringing it to you on behalf of FoodShare, who is serving 75,000 people in Ventura County who are hungry and in need of that little boost to get past the hump. But there's 102,000 people approximately who need this service.
Yes.
So we're asking for everyone's help to fill that gap. FoodShare is working really hard to not only feed the needy now, but to shorten the line as well and try to get people the resources they need to turn the corner. You can do that by going to their website, foodshare.com, and finding out ways to either get involved through volunteer work, through events, or you can donate a dollar or canned
goods. Exactly.
Every dollar that they bring in can be leveraged in $5 worth of assistance to the people in Ventura County who are looking for a little help.
Boy, I'll tell you, and we're here to help.
I'm excited about that. You guys have been great ambassadors for them, so it's good to be part of the team. I'm really excited, though, about this upcoming week. As Curtis mentioned, we'll be tag-teaming today. We're tag-teaming a little bit. You know, we have our Pints and Pairing show, which is all about food and beer.
Right.
Upcoming, as he mentioned, Ventura County Beer Week is all food and beer. So
perfect.
It's in my wheelhouse.
That's it.
Well, you guys are so excited today.
Yeah,
there's
they
this
are.
Energy.
Yeah, really.
You've never seen the boys so ramped up.
Oh,
huh?
I know. Boy, it's so funny.
I think Curtis has been a bad influence for you.
you're not much a better influence because you got the beer stroke going too.
True.
And Friday night, as he mentioned, we've got the VIP Brew with a View. Curtis and I are actually going to be broadcasting our Pints and Pairing show from that dinner. And what's really exciting about it is they're bringing some of the best breweries in the 805, a little slightly outside of the 805 as well, because, you know, number-wise, they want to do 7 breweries with 7 chefs, and there actually aren't a full 7 independent breweries in Ventura County. So we had to bring from a couple from Agora, just outside the border, but we consider them friends.
You got Wolf Creek coming in by any chance?
Wolf Creek is not part of this one, unfortunately. I love Wolf Creek beers, and we're looking forward to
what about Lady Face?
Lady Face is in there.
Awesome.
And Lady Face is paired with another favorite of ours. So, again, 7 breweries, 7 chefs. The concept is to bring the brewmaster and the chef together to come up with a dish that highlights both the skills, the creativity, and the talent of the chef, the skills, talent, and creativity of the brewmaster with this specific beer style. Chef Candace Hilger from 2088 is with Ladyface.
So
Ladyface is a really cool brewery because they do a lot of Belgian focus, a lot of Belgian styles. And I think that actually goes really well with what I've seen with Chef Candace and her style of cooking. You know, she does a lot of recognizable dishes, but with a little bit of twist. You know, like right now they've got red velvet creme brulee going on.
I've had that.
It's
really
amazing.
Good.
But who would think to put that together?
Right.
And I think that's some of the creativity that you'll see with Ladyface in their Belgian style beers as well. It is taking place Friday night up at the top of the Crown Plaza. So that's the view part.
I was wondering if that was it. Okay.
Attendees are going to have this amazing oceanfront view looking over Ventura and the pier and the ocean with an awesome dinner. I want to go down the lineup a little bit because, again, the brewers and the chefs are the focus, right? We have Anacapa Brewery.
Okay.
And they're being partnered with Chef Tim of Scratch Food Truck.
Okay, two of my favorites.
So
nice.
Two great locals. What you're getting with Anacapa, again, a great local influence. They've got a beer on tap right now that's benefiting Food Share. It's Barking Up the Right Tree. A brown ale that actually has some bark from the right tree of two trees, which is a landmark here in Ventura.
Yeah, two trees.
Yeah. So some of that that bark has been added to the brew, and you get a little bit of an interesting birch, maple-y kind of flavor. Yeah, and a dollar of every beer, every Barking Up the Right Tree, whether it's a growler, a pint, or a pitcher, is being donated to Food Share.
Tom, we got to go try some of that.
We do, yes.
So you're getting both of those. That pairing has a great local flavor that's going to be brought out, and, you know, Chef is all farm to table with awesome comfort dishes. The Lab Brewing Company is being partnered with Chef Gary Daniel of Watermark on Main.
Okay.
And that, I think there's going to be some cool sophistication there. Chef Gary really does some eclectic and elegant style dishes, bringing sophisticated ingredients together. So what's cool about this dinner is you're going to have numerous different styles. And that's really kind of the hope, is that the brewmaster and the chef can mesh their styles together to come up with something really awesome. Ladyface, as we mentioned, is Chef Candace Hilger from 2088. Surf Brewery, another great local brewery, putting out some really cool black rye IPAs, and some of their casks lately have been really tasty. They're going with Chef Michelle Kinney of La Dolce Vita.
Oh, okay.
Michelle.
Okay.
So a lot of our favorites are on this list.
Yeah.
And we have CBF's Burt's Banana Hefeweizen. So every year the CBF has Burt's providing some kind of beer. Last year, I believe it was their honey wheat.
Okay.
This year, it's a banana Hefeweizen. And they're going with Chef Louis Martinez of C Street at Crown Plaza.
Yes. Okay.
Now, it's interesting. The point I want to bring out here, and hopefully Chef Louis comes to the table, he's on his home turf. He's cooking. Yeah. It's not obviously going to be in his kitchen. They're going to be doing it upstairs.
Yeah.
But he gets his home field
advantage. It's a home game. Yeah. It's a home game.
The question
he's
out there.
He's a three-point favorite.
Yeah. Will Chef Louis have that home field advantage? Will he come to the plate, and will that give him any edge? So we're going to.
He doesn't need a lot of edge. He's a darn good chef.
He's
he
got.
He's very good.
Yeah, very skilled. Everything that I've had from him has got a lot of flavor.
Yeah, he's good.
And nothing so obscure that you're like, what is this? You can look at the plate. You're enticed by it. You're appetized with the flavors, and I'm excited about that pairing, too.
He does a lot with appearance, too. All of his food just looks very appetizing.
It does, and it is good.
And none of the chefs on this list are slouches. So when we look down, everybody's got quality. Everybody has prominence in the 805, and it's very exciting to have them all in this dinner. Firestone Brewery, you know, we've got a lot of great beers that come out of El Paso and Buellton with them. They're going to be with Chef Wes Cook of the Patio Restaurant.
Oh, I've never tried his food.
No, we have got to get over there.
You've got to get over there.
I don't know why we haven't.
What I like about him is he does some really awesome tri-tip variations. He's really really skilled with the grill.
Love it.
Brings together awesome flavors as well. And obviously being partnered with a casino, you want to have food that people stay around for and keep populating the casino.
Of course.
He does a great job of that. Again, another chef that everything I've had from them has been tasty.
I was driving by that last night because I was pouring at Four Bricks Winery, and I drove by it. That place was packed.
They're definitely busy.
They're rolling.
And what's exciting about the patio, too, is they've been doing very well. They're actually sponsoring the barbecue portion of Sunday's California Beer Fest that we talked about.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's another one of those kid in a candy store things like with Curtis, because I'm judging the barbecue competition. I'm part of a great panel that'll be evaluating these teams.
I'm a little ticked off. No, I'm actually kind of ticked off.
Because you're finding about it
Wait
now.
A minute. No. Yeah. I mean, you know, we bring all these guys on the show. They're part of the show, and they're getting all the good gigs. What is this?
That's the problem, Tom.
That's the problem. Are they just better looking?
No.
Well,
not better looking. Maybe better
not
smelling.
Go there.
But
does that shirt fit you?
If you're real sweet to me, Tom, we could try to figure something out. That's you got to leverage your connections.
Well, no, I'm sweet. I'm very sweet. You know how tender I am.
It's under like an overcooked steak.
Yeah.
Hey, so where can we find out more of this information?
Again, VenturaCountyBeerWeek.com. The ticket link is there. There's also some great information on CaliforniaBeerFestival.com. California Beer Festival has an awesome Facebook page as well. Good photos. But you can go to either one of those sites, find out about the tickets. Tickets are $75 each for this dinner. It's a VIP dinner. Obviously, the weekend, the beer festival and the barbecue festival are kind of a prominent focus. But this is like having the 80s Van Halen open for 80s U2. You got the best of both.
Right.
So you're going to have basically a headliner show opening for a headliner show.
Right.
And I'm bubbling over a little bit. I'm really excited about this because when you put food and beer together, we talk about this all the time on Pints and Pairings. It's almost like the new wine.
Number two. Go ahead.
There's a lot of...
use the show for whatever you want.
You got it.
It doesn't mean anything.
There's a lot of cool flavors that you can get out of beer, especially with the different grain bills, different styles of yeast, and the kind of nuances of both the food that you partner with your beer enhances both of them. You can do a full beer dinner just like you do a wine dinner, and everybody's going to have a good smile on their face. We're going to get you in there.
I'm not even speaking to you right now.
Well, technically you are.
Okay.
And
we're
going to
get you in there.
To find out more information about you, where do we go?
You go to everybodyshungry.org. We got some really cool stuff coming down the pipe right now. So go to that site. Again, everything we do ties back to food share. We're always trying to share a passion for food and beverage, educate about somewhere. But also a portion of each of our events goes back to food share.
Yeah, you got a first cut coming up again, don't you?
I just got
the email, yeah.
Yep, we're going to probably talk about that next weekend.
Okay.
But we do have First Cut relaunching. It's a great educational series with the Ventura Meat Company.
A lot of fun.
Guess what? We got a giveaway.
No way! I was hoping we did.
We have a pair of tickets to the VIP Brew with a View.
Oh, my God.
Of course
again,
he does.
It's $150 value. We want to get two people up there to enjoy this dinner.
Right. So they're going up to the top of the Crown Plaza.
That's correct.
And when you talk about a view, that is the view.
And we want to thank.
I mean, it's awesome up there.
We want to thank
Totally
Local VC for these tickets. So $150 value, pair of tickets to the Brew with a View.
You got it. $150 value, pair of tickets to a Brew with a View. That's this Friday night
coming
up, right?
This Friday night.
this Friday night, the 20th, that'd be the 20th, coming up. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's take caller number 20 on that one. Got to work for this one. 650-1590, $150, Friday night, a brew with a view, or a view with a brew, or something. But there's great beer, there's great chefs, and you do have the view of all of Ventura right there. It's
beautiful.
It's beautiful. 650-1590, caller number 20.
We'll get you in, Tom.
All right, and for those that didn't know that I didn't say, because I didn't say, RioGozoFarms.com if you want to find any more information.
Did
about
you say?
RioGozoFarms.com if you want any more information about Farmer John and what he talked about. We're going to go on a break, listen to some great sponsors. We are Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.